Blessings, blessings, blessings. I pray all is well. This is Dr. Angel Williams with Royal Wednesdays. All right, so let's get to it. Let the Lord do what he does at all time. We just give him all the praise and all the honor, y'all. If it wasn't for y'all on our side, where would we be? And this is what it is. It's about faith, love, and unity. Faith, love, and unity is the ministry that I'm a part of. Faith, love, and unity is the vision that God has given to bring people together and to keep us from being negative, to keep us from operating in evilness. Evil is of the enemy, but good is of God. And this to bring it to your memory and into your mind. If you go back into the Bible and in the beginning, and when he was creating everything, right? That sixth day, he created man, right? And after he completed everything, he said it was good. And it was good. Some translations say it was wonderful. At the end of the day, anything that God does is good, right? He does everything for our good. He loves us and makes sure that we're going to be good. Y'all, God is just good all around. So I want to encourage everybody, if it's of evil, it's not of God. But if it's good, it's of the Lord. Amen. So with that being said, I just want to say that so we can get that out of the way. Okay. Time out for religion and over religious and stuff like that. I love that we get the knowledge of the Lord. I love that we get the knowledge of Yah. But at the same time, you have a lot of people that's not gaining the proper knowledge that they need. It's time out for foolishness. We need to gain knowledge, okay, and understanding. All right, so with that being said, today, what we're going to talk about, we were talking about walking into your new, right? We talked about that last time. We talked about forgiveness. So, this is what I want to talk about, is fear. Walking your new without fear. The word of the Lord says he doesn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. A lot of people are walking in fear because of what someone said or thoughts on themselves. What you see, you know, and sometimes you can belittle yourself. People don't even have to say anything. You can have doubt to think that you're incapable of doing what the Lord say do. You're incapable of having a conversation and a relationship with the Lord because of fear. Yes, we're supposed to respect the Lord, but know that you can go to him because Jesus, Yahshua, was the ultimate sacrifice. He sacrificed himself, okay? He sacrificed himself so we can have salvation, so we can be saved, so we can be redeemed, right? With that being said, having fear in respect to not want to disrespect him, not want to disappoint him, not want to do things out of order, in other words. With that being said right there, when it comes down to sin, especially when you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you have repented of your sins, and now, you know, you had that moment where you done slipped, you fell, you done kind of went, fell for the temptation, you kind of went left or different things like that. Think about that. You know, a man is able to fall about seven times or so, more, seven times seven. But at the same time, think about how many times when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you may have slipped and you basically walk yourself into something. At the same time, God gives grace because he knows there's a time where he has to purge you and there's a time where he has to strip you from things of the world. Sometimes we don't want to let people go. Sometimes we don't want to allow our lives to be changed completely. You like a borderline between like, Lord, you know, I love you and I trust you and I believe you and I have faith in you, but I'm a little weary when it comes down to stepping off in a different territory or doing something out the ordinary that you're asking me to do. Now, to us, what God sometimes asks us to do something, it can be very simple, but to us, it can be a lot, okay? It can be a lot, especially when your flesh is attached to that thing, all right? Especially with fasting. You know, a lot of people don't want to fast until it's time to do something, if that makes sense. A lot of people don't want to, unless they're pressured, especially when it comes down to your health, eating properly, different things like that. This is something that we have to do. We have to continuously to deny our flesh. We have to continuously to allow the Lord to lead us, guide us, and protect us. But when it comes down to fear, people will allow fear to keep them from speaking to God. People will allow fear to keep them from repenting from God. People will allow their past. People will allow what people say. People will allow so many things to hinder them from being blessed and knowing what God has for you. So at the same time, again, it is difficult, but it's something that we have to do. We must do as believers, as trusting and believing and knowing that God loves us. And he's going to keep us. He's going to guide us. He's going to strengthen us. But we have to do the right thing, as in living for him and making sure that we don't allow fear to push us back. Fear can hinder your blessings. Fear can hinder your advancement. Fear can keep you stagnant. Fear can hold you back. And we don't want nothing to hold us back in this season. We want everything that what God has for us. Whatever God has for me, God, I want it. I don't want to be blocked. I don't want to be hindered. I don't want to be stopped. I want everything that he has for me. Everything that Yah has for me, I want it all. I can be abundant and blessed on earth. And I can also be blessed in heaven. I want all that he has for me. I don't want myself to hold anything back that what he has for me. So I want to give words of encouragement to the people to let you know, like, we got to stop living in fear and we got to walk in our new. Whatever our new may be, you may have to walk away from different people, places, and things. You may have to move into a different town, city, you know, country, and do what thus says the Lord. Trust the will, because whatever he speaks, he'll make a way for you. Are you willing to trust him this day? Are you willing to have faith? Are you willing to say, Lord, I believe in you to be able to provide for me and to show up how you need to show up? God, I know that you're able. Are you able? That's my thing. Are you able to trust the Lord in spirit and in truth? Are you able to allow his will to be done in your life? Are you able? And that's my suggestion to everybody. Be willing to go where God tells you to go. Be willing and open to say, Lord, if I need some healing and restoring, Lord, please open those doors for me. I'm telling you, when God said do something different, and I'm going to tell you something, even with me doing my conference, writing my book, doing all the things that I had to do, I had a little fear that came. I had that spirit of fear that dropped in to try to tell me, now, you know, nobody gonna buy your books. Nobody gonna read it. Don't write it. Don't do this. Don't do that. But yet God say, no, do as I told you. Write in the book. Write this. Make it plain. Tell the story. Tell the story. And I said, yes, Lord, I will. Yes, Lord, I will. So I'm telling you, y'all, when you say yes to his will and yes to his way and asking God, Lord, I trust you and I ask that you keep me. I ask that you strengthen me. I ask that you allow your will to be done within me. When I tell y'all, it's something about Yahshua. It's something about God when he comes in and bless. Like, he's not a Lord that he lies. He's not a Lord that he's not faithful. He's not a Lord that he's not loving. everything that I need, He's able to provide. I don't have to second guess. All I have to do is trust in the will and trust in the way and allow God's will to be done, y'all. That's what a lot of people don't understand. Allowing God's will to be done. Continue to trust Him. Continue to have faith. Continue to believe. Continue to move towards Him. When it says press towards the mark of the high calling, that pressing, in that process of that pressing, is where you see the manifestations of what God has for you and what you're heading to in the push. So I encourage you all to push and trust the Lord this day. Amen. I pray this encourages you. I pray this blesses you. But we got to remember to trust and believe and know that He loves us. Royal Wednesdays is to encourage you in the middle of the week to let you know to continue to trust God and to have faith. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, Yahshua HaMashiach, we give you all the praise, we give you all the honor, and we ask that you continue to strengthen your people as they listen. God, I touch their ears in a way, Lord God, where your word will magnify their ears and magnify their hearts and magnify their spirits and allow your will to be done within it. Father God, we ask that you bless their families, Lord God. You heal their bodies, Lord God. You walk with them. You talk with them. You speak through them, Father God. You allow your will to be done throughout their household, Father God. I ask, Lord God, in this season right here, as you prepare your people for a new level and a different environment, a different atmosphere, a different area, God, that you are having them operating in. God, I ask that you bless them to be able to operate fluently in your will, God. Bless your leaders. Father God, bless our sisters and brothers. Lord God, bless your children. The ones that are married, Lord God, I ask that you bless their unions, Lord God, and bring them together on one accord in your will. God, bless your singles, Lord God, and prepare them for their rightful mates where they can be joined together in your will, God. Allow your will to be done in their lives. And I just want to say, God, I thank you, I love you, and I praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.